him some football. Troy Aikman talks with Dunham and Miller every Thursday morning at 8:10. Brought to you by Dallas Morning News, North Texas GMC Dealers, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It is 6:16. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Good evening, everybody. You're listening to what passes for the hard line today.
Yeah.
And we are out at the Cape Buffalo Grill here in far north Dallas. Getting a little Cowboy game watching scene up and running here later on tonight. As the Cowboys get ready to take on the hated Redskins. Now the Cobra is out here. The rest of the crew is back at the mothership. Danny Paul, Kevin Scott with the ticket ticker. Psycho Dave at the helm. Barb Smith with Trafico Trafico. Rick Honeycutt at the barbecue pit. Miss Fugazi at the service elevator. And Dave in acquisitions. We got about 45 minutes or so left. So we will try to maximize our time. 17 here on the ticket. 49 people like Community Quick Hits. Community Quick Hits. Community Quick Hits. Grego doesn't like Community Quick Hits. Community Quick Hits.
Community Quick Hits.
Guitar. Well, it is time once again for another episode of Community Quick Hits. Here is the snake.
And this one will hold a special place in the heart of one Dan Paul.
Really?
Yes.
What, is Dokken getting back together?
No, that's not a Community Quick Hit, Danny. But you'll know why after we hear you'll hear the story. This story happens or takes place at Gabe P. Allen Elementary School in Dallas.
Ooh, I heard about this.
That's out in the hood.
Where a teacher, a first grade teacher, is on paid administrative leave after sending a first grader home with feces in his backpack because the boy went to the bathroom on the classroom floor.
I don't want to poo-poo.
Poor kid.
Wow.
The teacher was apparently frustrated with the six-year-old student's actions of going to the bathroom on the floor. So she wrapped up the waste and sent it home with the boy along with a note in his backpack.
So he just pooped on the floor, huh?
I think he had an accident.
The kid's probably got a problem.
He had an accident, teacher wraps it up, picks it up like a dog, like a dog's pootie.
What a little sensitivity.
And
good
then
God.
Put it in his backpack and sent him home. You think that kid's not scarred for life already?
The fact
that
doing
that on the floor? And now that teacher puts it in his backpack like an apple? And sends it home with a note. Here's your son's feces. Do something with it.
That's what the note said?
Well, no, I'm paraphrasing the note.
Well, do you have the note?
No, I don't have the note.
Do you have a copy of it?
No, I don't. My e-news sources, Community Quick Hit sources weren't very...
Maybe you're wearing too many hats.
Maybe I am. Maybe I'm a little too busy for both
of these jobs. I
believe
the note said you can count on Captain Doo-Doo.
If you're constipated, need to poo.
Captain Doo-Doo.
That sucks. That's terrible.
Yeah.
That lady should be fired, or man.
Well, it is on administrative leave, paid administrative leave.
Of course.
So is it a woman or a guy?
So they're on vacation.
You mentioned woman earlier.
I'm assuming.
But you don't know that for a fact, huh?
No. According to the Dallas School District spokesperson Donald Claxton, says it generally appears the teacher was trying to help raise awareness with the family. It's just an unfortunate incident. Unfortunately, she took this course of action.
Why don't you mix in a phone call?
Yeah, what kind of awareness is that?
Why don't you just wait till Poop Awareness Week? Invite him up to the school.
Maybe it was Mary Kay Letourneau.
I don't get it.
I don't follow you, Mike. A little help?
I don't get it either.
we have that to work with.
Well, don't you think that teacher should be let go? Come on.
Yes, I do.
That poor kid.
That kid will be messed up for life.
Well, you know what? That happened not to me, but I witnessed that once when I was in kindergarten.
Wait.
Captain Doodoo.
What do you say to your parents? I mean, you open up the backpack and do you hand them the doo-doo? What do you, I'm not kidding, what do you do? If I were the kid...
I think you call Captain Doodoo to fetch it.
Enormous turd.
Please fetch my doo-doo. I would be petrified. I would, even at that age, I would know to get out of that one quickly. That, along with the note, would be quickly discarded.
Isn't that what Captain Doodoo does? Doesn't he fetch the doo-doo?
Of small children, yes.
He's been known to help out little kids in times of need.
Yes.
By fetching.
Yes, one.
The
at one point,
Captain
I believe
Doodoo
that.
Captain Doodoo a friend to all the kids?
Yeah. He'll drop them off at the pool.
I believe that a little girl left her doo-doo up in the tree, and he went and fetched it in episode one.
I usually poo-poo.
I was actually in a lunch line in kindergarten. This is no joke. And the little smelly kid in front of me, there's always a smelly kid. He pooped, and it went down.
It had an accident?
It had an accident, and it went down his pant leg and landed on the floor. And he told me that it was a rock.
Yeah, his pant leg?
Yeah, he wasn't wearing underwear, I guess.
Did it have wheels on it? How'd it get down his leg?
He was just wearing baggy pants, and it went down his pants and landed on the floor. And I asked him what that was, and he said it was a rock.
Oh, man.
He had eaten a rock for breakfast.
See, that's why you should always
never
wear
forget
briefs.
That.
Well, this is from Eric, the promotions guy. He wrote me a note saying, here's what you say to your parents. You say, look what I made in school. And then your mom puts it on the refrigerator. And he is doubled over laughing right now at his own stupid humor. Thank you,
well,
Eric.
Well, you'll note nobody else is.
True.
Have it fun.
Huh.
Another story that happened locally, of course, this is Community Quick Hits. If you're just now joining us, I'm your host, Corby Davis. There was a contest out at the State Fair of Texas yesterday.
Snake.
Yesterday being Sunday.
Quarter.
The 26th, I believe.
Yes. Yes. There were 15 contestants from all over the country.
Cobra.
They were seeing how many Fletcher's corny dogs they could inhale in 10 minutes.
Snake.
Now, the Fletcher corny dog is different as far as, it's a different consistency if you're comparing that to the hot dog eating contest that the Japanese seem to be so successful at.
Do you have to eat the stick?
No, the stick is not part of the hot dog. That's a good question, though, Danny.
Danny.
What about that little corn dog batter ring that's left in the middle of the stick after you eat the dog? Do you have to eat that?
I don't know. The fried curd?
Yeah, that little fried hard piece of batter that just is right there in the middle.
Fried curd.
Just leave me alone.
I can eat one, by the way, in 10 minutes.
A man and his wife took first and second place in this. I'll go ahead and read what the story says. Diminutive world champion eater Rich LaFave from Nevada won, besting his record of 12 corny dogs from last year. His wife, Carlene, who sat beside him, nabbed second place with 14 and a half. It was a romantic meal for the couple who kissed after the contest despite the corny dog carnage on their faces. Then, if you were in the crowd, an onlooker, say, if this was like at the Cotton Bowl, you know, and they had 80,000 people there, well... As the race ended, exuberant contestants launched their leftovers into the crowd, meaning they barfed on them.
What?
Safety-conscious fair officials weren't pleased by the flying dogs, though no one was hurt in the corn batter barrage.
I don't think that means that they threw up.
No,
I think they picked up the...
It's their leftovers.
Yeah,
they ate it. It's not a leftover.
The stuff that was left on the table.
Heath Tucker was proud for one reason. He failed to leave the stage with the corny dogs he had just eaten still in his stomach. He barfed.
Community Quick Hits is misreporting this story.
Yeah, this isn't Stand By Me with the blueberry pies go flying
I'm
everywhere.
Just reading what was given to me by my source.
Who, Eric?
Yeah, read another of his jokes.
Put that on the fridge.
These aren't jokes. As far as the winner... He says, I looked over and saw my wife, and she was doing great. I am very proud of her. It says LaFave holds records for eating chili, spam, and watermelon as well.
Gross.
Chili, spam, and watermelon.
That's what I had for lunch.
Gross, Captain Doodoo.
So,
my house is going to look like Gigi Allen's apartment when I get home.
Gross.
What else?
And let's see. Texas Department of Public Safety trooper was arrested and charged with aggravated sexual assault against a minor hours after he resigned his post. Jose Velasquez, 25, he doesn't sound American, resigned Friday after a year on the job. And right after he resigned, he sexually assaulted somebody right outside of Corsicana.
A kid?
So he quits his job. 10 minutes later, he's out on the road and he sexually assaults a minor. And now he's in jail. Bond is set at $100,000.
Idiot.
Think that was a good day for him?
Probably not. Probably not.
His dance card's going to be full in jail.
And a gunman, a Dallas policeman, are looking for a Dallas man who shot and killed a security guard at the Paris Adult Book and Video Store at the 11,000 block of Harry Hines. The suspect fired a single shot at the unarmed guard, who was 66. And they were reviewing the images from the security cameras to try and identify the gunman, who was wearing a hooded jacket and covered most of his face. He just walks in and shoots a guy and leaves.
Think Big Dick's familiar with that place?
I'm sure he is. The Paris Adult Book and Video Store? There's no question he is. Plus, it's right down the road from our station, isn't it?
Where is
it? Harry Hines is right.
Harold Hines?
Yeah. Harry Hines is just a little jump from our station.
I think it's just called Hines Boulevard now.
It is?
That's what the sign says outside.
Yeah, but it's a long street. It goes a long ways.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is this past Parkland?
Yeah.
Coming from our station? Yeah, is that way down there?
I don't know where it is, but I'll bet it is.
Now, that's where all the hookers hang out, right? Or used to, at least.
Well, they used to. I don't think they do anymore.
Where have they moved to?
I don't know.
Island Park?
I don't know where they go now.
University?
Big Richard said it's a low-grade joint.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
God. Leave it up.
I don't know where they go now. I don't know where the hooker hangout these days is.
Dolphin Road.
Really?
I've heard.
Down there by Tennyson? Isn't that Dolphin?
Yeah. Yeah, it's down there by tennis.
That's the sister hookah.
Oh, dear.
Oh, it is?
That's what I've heard. Mm. That's what sources say.
All right, we'd like to thank everybody for participating today. Mike, you were a big help. Danny, you were a nice source. Kevin, thank you very much for your participation. Psycho, I appreciate it. And that's another edition of...
What about Eric? He's
not getting any thinking from me.
All right, the Ranch Report with Mickey Spagnola will take place next here on The Ticket.